RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia EV6, the fully electric EV6, with a range of up to 528 kilometres. For more, visit kia.com.
And Des,
it's good morning again.
Sorry, Audrey. Yeah. Des Cahill is here with the sport.
Yeah, and we're going to start with last night's drama at Dalymount Park. Georgie Kelly showing his class again as Bohemians and Derry served up a 6-goal thriller. It finished 3-3, and Kelly salvaged a point for Bohs with a last-gasp equaliser, just as Derry City thought they had won it in a dramatic finish that saw both sides score in stoppage time. James Akintunde thought he had won it for Derry. He had every right to. He scored in the 91st minute. Derry had played really well in the game. And though only 3 minutes had been held up on the fourth official's board, it was the 5th minute of added time when Georgie Kelly chested down Keith Ward's cross to turn and volley to the net for his 16th goal of the league season, his second of the night. Eric White got the reaction of Bohs' goal-scoring hero.
It was a mad game. From start to finish, I thought the tempo of the game, it was like it was 100 mile an hour from day one. It was attack, kind of just one team attack, the other team attack. Derek commit ball, or, you know, bodies forward, and Higgins has him, Rory has him playing with a real attacking emphasis, like with the two lads up top, and we kind of probably struggled a little bit to deal with them tonight in spells. We felt like every time we attacked, especially in the second half, that we kind of looked a little bit vulnerable then on the counter. And then the scoreline kind of reflected that, like 3-3. It was a crazy game, and it could have went anyway, really. Like,
and a cup semi-final, obviously, to look forward to. But how do you assess this race now in Europe between yourselves and Derry and Sligo Rovers?
Yeah, there's a few, and there's a few heads. Anyone, because it's so tight there, no one's that far away. There's games in hand that make it look, people try to say, oh, they have games in hand. But points on the board is probably more vital than games in hand. And, you know, Derry have them at the minute, so it could go to anyone. It all depends on form, and teams kind of dip and form changes. And do you know how many games? Probably 9 or 10 games left, maybe a few more. So it could go either way, and it'll be an interesting one now, yeah.
That's Georgie Kelly. Now in Spain, Barcelona's woes continued. They could only manage a 1-1 home draw with Granada. They needed a late equaliser and were booed off the pitch at the end. Ahead of tonight's quarterfinal replay in the Extra.ie FAI Cup, Dundalk face an anxious wait on COVID-19 test results on first team squad members ahead of the clash with Finn Harps at Oriel Park. One positive case of the virus has already been detected, and all squad players were tested yesterday. The Republic of Ireland women's side play Australia in a friendly international at Tallaght Stadium tonight. Ireland go into it having lost 7 games in a row, so Tony O'Donoghue asked Irish coach Vera Powell, who has been given a new contract, if there's a danger that another defeat tonight could be a further blow to confidence.
You know, confidence grows if you have knowledge of the task under the highest pressure. And that experience is what we try to get. That brings confidence, not winning 5-0 against a team ranked 50 in the world. That will not bring confidence. Confidence brings that you feel that you grow, that you get better, that you can together in your teamwork, that you can cope with any opponent, that you can stop them from going forward, that you can get the best out of yourself and your own players. So that is why when we got this opportunity to play Australia, we say yes. We didn't think of 7 defeats, we only think of getting better. And because that is how you qualify for the World Cup, and that is our goal.
But if 7 defeats becomes 8, and then you've got Sweden, and then you've got
9.
Finland.
Yeah, could be 10.
And as Stephen Kenny has found out, you know, if you keep going without winning games, it's going to increase the pressure on you.
I never feel pressure in that sense. I'm here because we have a great situation. I've extended my contract because everybody wanted me to extend it. And that is what it is. And as soon as that's not the case anymore, then yeah, even good friends. No harsh words about that.
That's Vera Powell. The game is live on RT2 tonight. Elsewhere, Irish goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher will start for Liverpool in their League Cup game away to Norwich. In golf, Patrick Harrington and his European team has arrived in Whistling Straits, Wisconsin for this week's Ryder Cup. They begin their practice rounds later today. Reporting is Greg Allen.
Ryder Cup week began under blue skies on the shores of Lake Michigan here at Whistling Straits yesterday, and the first thing that just about everybody noticed was the wide open fairways and almost complete lack of any real rough. So this looks like being a so-called bomber's paradise, and length off the tee will matter as much as it did in a similar setup at Hazeltine in Minnesota in 2016, when America actually won in a blitz of birdies over the 3 days. It's also now pretty clear that the American captain Steve Stricker is adopting the approach of a previous winning captain Paul Azinger, who used a so-called pod system in the winning American team performance in 2008. So this time around, pod one for America involves Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, Daniel Berger and Harris English. Pod two has Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler practicing together. And pod three has Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay together. One thing pretty much confirmed yesterday as well by the American captain Steve Stricker is that Brooks Koepka will play, although he is still said to be suffering from the effects of a wrist injury and is still suffering a bit of pain.
In rugby news, Leinster will have Dan Levy, Andrew Porter and Gary Ringrose all available for selection for this weekend's big opening United Rugby Championship fixture with the South African side, the Bulls. And in racing, Gordon Elliott enjoyed a double at Listowel yesterday as Jessica Harrington took the feature Lartigue hurdle with 14-1 shot autumn evening. The Listowel meeting continues today starting at 1:45.